Lynn Dixon came on stage to lengthy applause shortly before midnight at the Avant Building in downtown Buffalo. Surrounded by family, Dixon thanked her supporters and loved ones. She also sent a special message to other women who may be considering running for public office.
Don't let anyone ever tell you that you're not strong enough or tough enough, that you don't know enough or have enough. Trust that the strength of your character and your conviction is enough, and that you are enough.
Dixon says she never wanted anyone to vote for her because she's a woman, but rather because she's the best candidate who just happens to be a woman. However, in this race, voters favored two-term incumbent Mark Poloncarz. He won re-election with about 54% of the vote, and the mood turned somber at GOP headquarters by the time that result became clear. I know that we are seeing you give a lot of hugs tonight as folks are starting to leave GOP headquarters here. Tell us, how are you feeling right now?
Well, you know, I'm disappointed. Obviously, it didn't turn out the way that I had hoped. But as I've said many times, I feel so enriched by the experience because, as you said, hugging a lot of people. Like, I've made so many friends and connections and have met so many wonderful people along the way that I don't feel like I really lost, you know, in some respects because of the people and the experiences that I've had this last year.
And this did end up being a tight race. It was a close race and a long campaign. Can you tell us about Election Day? How, you know, what was going through your head today and tonight?
No, I was pretty calm today because I felt like I left no stone unturned. I felt like I really did all I could do, and it was in the hands of the voters. And so, you know, so I was pretty calm when it came to that. We never know how things are going to turn out. We never know what the voters are going to do. Certainly the conversations that I had along the way were positive from many of the people that I encountered. But it's a big county, and again, you just don't know which direction it's going to go in. So I've been very blessed with the people in my life. I look over here and I see there's this my legislative aide who has been my right arm for the last, not just the past year, but the last several years. And they've sacrificed so much. And I feel badly that I couldn't give them a victory.
You mentioned during your speech this evening that you had a team, you know, hardworking team working for you and the support of your family. What's next, and, you know, how are you hoping to move forward here in Erie County politics?
So, you know, I got to give it a couple of days to regroup, and then we'll figure out the next moves. I remain a county legislator till the end of this year, and then we'll figure out what my next moves are. But, you know, for now, I think it's just to spend a little bit of time enjoying my kids and my family and my friends, and then we'll go from there.
Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.